At the World Figure Skating Championships this weekend in Dortmund, Germany, Japan's Shizuka Arakawa upset reigning champion American Michelle Kwan to capture the women's title. Kwan had been trying to win a record sixth straight championship, but she finished third, behind Arakawa and fellow American Sasha Cohen. Last week, we spoke with figure skating writer Joy Goodwin to preview the competition, and she joins us now. Hi, Joy.
Hi.
What an interesting competition. Tell us about Shizuka Arakawa.
Well, Shizuka Arakawa was not expected to win this event, but I've been following the Japanese ladies with interest for a while because their program has evolved to become basically on a par with the United States. And I wasn't surprised to see a Japanese athlete win. I just wasn't sure which one would be the first, and she really came through. What they've got that right now the Americans don't have is they're fearless about trying these triple-triple jump combinations, which previously you didn't have to do them to win, but with these Japanese ladies trying triple-triple combinations, one young woman was going to attempt a quad in her program, and some of them have landed triple axels. These are moves that normally only male athletes try, so the Japanese ladies have just been pushing the envelope, and they got to the top sooner than people expected, but we saw it coming.
What happened to Michelle Kwan this year?
Well, Michelle Kwan had a really difficult competition, and I think it has something to do with the fact that she didn't compete very much leading up to the World Championships. In her qualifying round, which was the first round of the competition, she had a fall, and then she exceeded the maximum time limit for the short program by 2 seconds and got deducted for that. And finally, in the free skate, she pulled out one of the performances that we would remember her for. But by then, it was really too late to affect the final result, and she wound up third.
Your book is about pairs competition, and last week you said you were looking toward the Chinese to do very well. How did things work out?
Well, the Chinese had a phenomenal competition. Two out of three of the medalists were Chinese. Unfortunately, the main pair, Shen and Zhao, had a fall in the first round of the competition, so they weren't able to capture the title, even though they performed an incredible performance on the final night and actually got 12 perfect sixes at a competition, I should add, where judges were giving sixes pretty much at every event. The judges seemed to go a little bit crazy with the perfect six, maybe anticipating that this might be the last event where it would be used.
Joy Goodwin covers figure skating for ABC Sports. She is the author of The Second Mark, the story of the pair's controversy in Salt Lake City 2002. It's published by Simon & Schuster. Joy, thanks a lot.
Thank you.